Yep.
I just knew you was gonna join after I shoved this thing in my mouth.
That's usually how it happens.
And by all means, it's a bagel, you guys. I have a bagel.
Well, I know they know it ain't a dick, because if you saying a full sentence like that, what?
Well, way to start out Mental Health Monday. A little sense of humor.
It's like they mentioned a dick for mental health.
They're always talking about dicks. So what's wrong with them? 90% of the day, that's what's going on in my head. I'm sorry.
Yeah. 98%.
And Twitter. Gotta love Twitter.
They say Twitter is like a porno site now.
It is.
That's cute. That's great. I might have to join Twitter.
Big booty pose. A minute of going off.
Yeah, right.
So, what is your goal? What is your goal for next week, Monday?
Oh, for next week, Monday. I want to go this whole week. Yeah, this whole week I want to go with kind of like being a better mom as far as, you know, you don't want to start your kids off with the yelling in the morning. I've gotten really good at saying like, okay, I'm going to say stuff in my head like four times. Instead of rushing her, I'm going to just say it in my head four times. And then when it gets over, then I'm like, okay, let's go. Well, I used to be like, because I'm so used to as a kid being yelled at with shit. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to fix that. I don't want to start your day off yelling because then you're going to go to school and have a bad day.
I feel that. I do yell at my kids to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
It's like they hard of hearing. And then they get up and then they just lay there. And I give them about 5 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, you guys, come on, because your bus is going to come. You missed the bus. You're out of school for the day. Like, come on. We got to get it together. We got to do better. I set a bedtime for you at 8 o'clock. Some people are like, oh, 8. Yes, I don't expect them to be.
I do 8:30,
but by like 8:30, they should be knocked out. You know, like,
cause they be sleepy. They don't want to say it, bro. I say 8:30. My daughter be like, I'm not sleepy. I turn around 2 seconds later. This nigga's knocked snoring.
Oh my god, I hear May snoring from like the next door, and I'm like, oh.
everybody know,
May's gonna get him a nap in wherever he is. Okay. He gonna get him a nap whenever I go visit somebody and they at their house. All other kids come rush to me. I'm like, where's Mace? Taking a nap. Oh, okay.
And she, I don't blame me.
Like, okay. All right, cool. One thing I do want to work on, though, is late night eating. You know, I've been doing my gym thing, and it's been doing very good. But after a workout, you get super hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but the food but tastes better after 8.
I do. Everything is better after 8. Like, from food to dick to everything else, you know. But like, I think I should just prep like a salad or whatever for a late night thing. If I'm going to eat late, it's going to be a salad with a side of water, or I can have, don't shoot me now, I can have lemon and cucumber water, because sometimes you're not hungry, you just need filling. And if I drink a whole bottle of that before bedtime, of course, I'm going to go and pee, and you know, before going to bed, but like, it'll help with the overnight bloating and stuff like that. But I feel like I really, really, really need to be more stern on myself when it comes to eating late at night.
Yeah,
I gotta stop. I did at one point in time, and what made it worse is I had a snack bucket next in the kitchen, and the kitchen is right next to the bathroom. You know how open my house is, you got the living room, the kitchen, and all of that, and the bathroom is right there. And the snack bucket was right there.
Okay, I'm going to take a tinkle and then take a snack.
And the thing about it is, your mind be like, damn, what's in this snack bucket? What's in the snack bucket? I got rid of the snack bucket, but I'm bringing it back for my kids because they shouldn't have to suffer.
It's literally the fact that you're not hungry, but the shit is there and you magically grab the bag. I've done that before where I've grabbed a bag and I'm like, damn, when I get these chips, but I'm going to eat them.
Girl, last night I grabbed a bag of Buddies. The chocolate covered Buddies, and I started eating them.
Wait, the Buddies?
Yeah, they're called Buddies, and they're chocolate covered Buddies.
You have to send me a picture of it, because the only thing I know Buddy is Nutty Buddies, the damn little cracker thingy. No,
these are like, you know, the Chex Mix type things? But you know the little puffy things in the Chex Mix?
Oh, they usually got sugar on it?
Yes, that's literally what Buddies are. Cute. It's those. And they got the chocolate kind, but it remind me of like a cookies and cream kind of candy that we grew up off of as kids. I can't put my fingers on it, but I was like, no wonder why older people love buddies. Like, this shit is delicious. I ate a bag while laying in bed. Not my proudest moment.
I'm dead. Well, it seems like the mental health part for us is being decent. I can't say, like, I had a moment probably like 2 weeks ago where I was like, I'm not cool. But I started to realize, you know, when they say our consciousness are really connected and stuff, it's not that I wasn't cool. I really had to check myself and say, yo, I'm only not cool because I'm taking on everybody else's shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, when I say I was really like chill and nothing was wrong with me, I kept saying, like, okay, if I'm feeling this way, what's making me feel this way? And I would, when I say down, I mean I was down. And I was like, well, I had nothing but good news this week. And then I realized, like, the people I'm connecting myself with is not, they're not lining up with where I want to be right now.
Absolutely. And that'd be tough because you're like, I want to be a good friend, but I can't be a good friend right now because I'm not being a good person to myself.
Fact.
Remember that board that you told me to do, my vision board?
Yeah, you
did. I have it. That is lined up to my bed. So, like, when I wake up, I can look straight ahead and my vision board is right there. And mm-hmm. the only word that keep popping up because I put it in gold is self-worth.
And that part. I have to
focus on that this entire week and in the rest of my life. But with my self-worth, I first got to start with my health. I got to start there, first of all, because, mm-hmm. like, you know, the pre-diabetic shit is scary.
I keep forgetting about that, yeah.
And, like, I keep forgetting about the shit. So, but my birthday coming up, and I'll be damned if any one of you bitches tell me what I can and can't fucking eat. I'm eating every goddamn
thing. I'm going to smack everything out your hand on purpose. Like, don't do it.
And I'm like, go buy me another one. Now. Make it two. For the pain and suffer. But I do have to stop eating late. Stop yelling as much. I figure, like, everyone that knows me knows I love my kids. My kids love me. They tell me, Mama, I love you 50,000 damn times in one goddamn day. You hear them on the phone every goddamn time. And I'm like,
they're so cute. Right.
But they don't be wanting none. I'm like, oh, okay, they really love me. Oh, I love you too.
Love me.
But I have to work on not yelling as much, especially in the morning time. Because I'll be like, damn, this ain't no drill house. But come on, motherfucker, put some pep in your goddamn step.
You know
your
what?
Bus coming early.
I'm going to make two. And this is just because it's hard for me. Because everybody know when I had my daughter, I was, like, depressed 24/7, whatever. I noticed, like, my PTSD, the depression that I came from, it caused me not to really, not that I don't have a connection with my daughter. I love her to death. She's crazy about me. But I noticed that I don't know how to cope with her when we're in a bored moment. So we all do our own thing. And I want to be that mom where, like, I can sit down and play a game with you and not feel awkward or something like that.
Oh my God, it'd be awkward for me sometimes.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's making me have mom guilt or what, because I'm like, I asked her one day, I was like, is it awkward with me? Because I told you we had a conversation and she mentioned how she doesn't talk to her dad because it's awkward, because it is quiet. And for some reason, when she said that, it clicked for me that we get quiet a lot. And I was like, is it awkward with me some days? And she's like, well, sometimes, because I just don't know. Granted, there's other things being told to her about, like, how, you know, I am and stuff like that. So she's very tiptoes around me. So I'm trying to make her a little bit, she's comfortable to talk to me, but she's not comfortable in the sense of, can I ask you to play this game? Can I ask you to do this? Because she knows of the social anxiety. She knows of the, like, panic attacks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't want her to be worried about that shit.
And I think for me, it's because I work all the fucking time. And
for
myself. Let alone, like, when they want to play a game. Yeah, I want to play, but I'm either tired, like, I can fall asleep during the game, or, like, I need to unwind. Still got my uniform on. I'm still trying to get things situated at home, you know, because right when I take my work uniform off, my mom uniform comes right on. The moment I clock out of work, my mom uniform is on. It's like a never-ending job, which I'm not complaining about because I love seeing my kids grow. I love the growth spurt.
I love it all.
Trey Trey lost his first molar. You know, they say when you turn 10, that's when your molars start coming up.
Oh, let me go check my baby mouth real quick.
Lost his bottom molar. So when he went in to get his retainer resized for the tooth, they was like, I said, oh, he lost his bottom molar. And I was like, we saw that. Congrats. Like, that's a huge milestone for him. It just came out. It's crazy. My daughter, she got a loose tooth. She already got two adult teeth that I didn't fucking know.
Is she really?
Like, who the fuck? Jesus. Her adult tooth pushed her her baby teeth out. Like, there was gap time. She didn't have no missing tooth gap. It legit grew in under her baby tooth, pushed her baby teeth out. It was weird. So for one time, she had two extra teeth in her mouth. And I thought that she needs to go to the dentist. And then when we finally was able to get her into the dentist months later, they were fucking adult teeth.
No.
Her teeth came out. When she kept saying my tooth came out, we was looking at her mouth like, you have all your teeth, not knowing that her adult tooth pushed her baby teeth out.
That's crazy.
That was fucking crazy. I was like, she is a mutant. I don't know.
Let me just say, for the ones that's listening to, we are going to start pushing out more content soon. We're still sticking with the, Mental Health Mondays. We are still doing, I think, are we doing bi-weekly or weekly episodes on Wednesdays? I don't know yet.
Every other week, bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
And then opposite of Wednesdays, it will be an episode on Thursdays.
Yeah, Thrusting Thursdays. And then we are inviting guests now to our show. So it's going to be really interesting, especially now because our recording thing has a video portion to it. So it'll be really fucking interesting to see how everything turns out.
Yes, we're
going to
do the video recording one when I get my shit together, you guys. I still have to build the goddamn desk that I bought a month ago. It's just in the box.
Not a month ago.
Girl, I bought it a month ago, and I said, I'm going to get to it.
And then I think next week or this week, we should be releasing Homewrecker. I don't know if we're recording right after this or whatnot, y'all, but we will be. Okay, so we're recording Homewreckers in a couple of minutes. Tune into that shit, because it was interesting seeing some of the people comment on the live that we did for that, because motherfuckers will fight for their life to prove that they're not a homewrecker, just to find out they really was, even in their own place.
Okay. It's gonna fuck you up.
It's gonna have y'all looking at yourself like, I done fuck some houses up. I done fuck my house up. Lord.
I put a hurricane and a bulldozer through my shit.
This nigga said, fucked it up.
But then I thank my other person. Like, no, that's not
this nigga dumb, bro.
You can't take me nowhere.
Yeah, y'all gotta definitely tune in this season, because I do think that we're gonna have some really good topics and some really good discussions. Tune into the lives and shit, because I love when y'all interact. It just makes it more fun. And I like doing that shit when they be saying, when girls be live and they be reading the shit out loud, like, oh, yeah, I wanna do that.
Oh my God, so do I. And then I wanna get live for no reason. Start yelling at my phone, like, this motherfucker here got me. And then go back and forth, pacing with my bonnet on, like, ooh.
I just want to read something. Like, they be trying to say the female's illiterate on the thing. I want to read it and just struggle to read the fucking comment. Like,
you know when a teacher calls you to read out loud and your hands get all sweaty and shit? You be like,
right. Oh, yeah, you be like, that nigga this. He said, what'd he say? He said, what?
Look, I got a story time for that real quick before we wrap this up. One minute left. Look, I had just got my tongue pierced. Teacher called me to read out loud. It sounded like I had a lisp. Like, I could not talk for shit. And then they was like, what's wrong with you? And then my tongue, like, it was so swollen. I was like, I got my tongue pierced, so I really can't talk. I sound just like that.
That's so cute. That's so cute. Imagine trying to cut somebody out like that. I could see you trying to cut somebody out like that. You bit that nigga.
Oh, cussing them out was no problem. I was like, you motherfucker. They're like, God damn.
You can speak for that.
Mm-hmm. Something off my chest. Well, you guys, we will be releasing this today, Monday. Just stay tuned for our Wednesday episode, and then every other Thursday, first and Thursday. That's going to be fun. And our special guest.
Oh, my God.
Definitely we'll be having special guests. We got one already lined up with a few episodes that's going to be popping. Popping.
Pop, 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 pop.
Popping in some of y'all coochies.
Get a pop. Whoa. Time out. I hope not. That's a violation.
Throw in the flag. Okay. Well, thank you guys for tuning in with us.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Vintage Space with Zay and Jay. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And don't forget to stay tuned every Monday. We will be talking about Mental Health Mondays. And every other Thursday is a Thrusting Thursday. Yes, you heard right. Thrusting Thursday, what's on our mind? And don't forget to tune in on Fridays for some wind down. That's right. Every Monday, mental health. Every other Thursday, Thrusting Thursday. And every Friday, wind down with us. Let's talk. Have a good one.